841, 42nd Ward, Alderman Brendan Riley's area includes the downtown and also a lot of the spots tourists like to hit and destinations for all of us in Chicago. Alderman, good morning. You created quite a ruckus here on the radio with us last week when you talked about the police not having a plan. And actually, you mentioned that their intelligence indicated they were going to have crowds of people a couple of weekends ago, and they did nothing about it. How do we do this weekend?
Well, we did a lot better with regard to the large crowds coming down and creating chaos. That wasn't so much an issue. But the police were very busy this weekend downtown, I can tell you that.
I'm concerned, and all Chicagoans are concerned, because of what's been going on lately. And, of course, the rising crime scares away tourists, and that hurts the economy. I did hear from some people who were downtown over the weekend and said there were a lot of folks downtown, and everybody seemed to be having a good time. So whatever the police did, I hope they keep that plan handy.
Yeah, well, and they did. They did develop a plan, and they practiced it. They had a couple of nights where they actually trained for it, and that's how you do this. And so I was really encouraged by that. And as you said, downtown felt more like normal this weekend. We certainly had a number of criminal incidents, but not to the scale that we experienced 2 weeks ago.
You know, I heard the police superintendent, and a lot of people saw him on the news saying basically, don't come down here if you're thinking of starting trouble. But, you know, the people who start the trouble, they're not watching the news. Was he trying to send a message to parents? Is that what he was trying to do?
Yes, I think he was. That was really directed at parents. You know, why are you dropping your 13-year-old teenager off downtown at 8:30 at night on a Saturday, and expecting the police to take care of that child for you? And I think the superintendent's correct. There needs to be some parental accountability here. These are children, and they need to get discipline at home, because obviously the state's attorney isn't going to deliver it. And I think the police are right to be frustrated with this.
Yeah, there's been quite a lot of blowback, too, and I don't know, I haven't heard the mayor change her take on this. Have you, when she talked about retailers need to ramp up their security, maybe install buzzers, have security personnel, and she got a lot of criticism on that. Has she backed off that any?
You know, I actually haven't had a conversation with the mayor in the past week, so I don't know if her view has changed. You know, I have a different view on that. Certainly, we want these retailers to press charges and see them through when the police go and do their good work. Certainly, luxury retailers should consider security, but, you know, the onus is on the Chicago Police Department. We weren't struggling with these issues a few years ago. And it also is incumbent upon the state's attorney to prosecute these retail thefts. As a matter of policy, the state's attorney a couple of years ago decided that she wasn't going to prosecute large retail thefts. And so that's been an issue, too. Without consequences, this is like going shopping for free. And so we really need to see accountability in the court system for this kind of thing. It's become a billion-dollar business. And we need to act swiftly, and the penalties need to be harsher.
I don't get it. Why is she not prosecuting retail theft?
You know, I'm the last person to ask to defend the state's attorney. I've been a frequent critic of hers. It was a matter of policy. She decided to do this because she felt that her dockets were too clogged, and she wanted to focus on violent crime, prosecuting violent crime, and I haven't seen enough of that either, to be quite frank. But I think that was a major policy fail, because you're basically teaching people it's okay to steal. And that's wrong. And a lot of the people that are being used to commit these crimes are children. Mm-hmm. So we're reinforcing with children, hey, no big deal. I think that is the wrong message to send, and I think she needs to change that policy.
Well, I'd ask her about it myself, but we've invited her on here many times, and she's saying no or not responding.
I'm not surprised, Bob.
Alderman, why don't you announce right here and now that you're going to run for mayor? Why don't you just get that out of the way?
Yeah, well, no announcements today, Bob. It's a Monday.
Alderman Brendan Riley, 42nd Ward, thanks for your time this morning, as always, Alderman. Have a good day.
Right. Hey, you too, Bob. Take care.